Ruth Sukow's Country People, published 100 years ago, her first novel, explores the lives of a second-generation German-American farm family during the early years of the 20th century. If it weren't for the very close detail she lavishes on their lives, Country People might seem a treasured family album. In this short excerpt, a young August Catterhenry, at lunch with a threshing crew, spots Emma Stilley, who fills his awkward attentions in a way that suggests someday soon she will earn his going after. There were two of the Stilley girls at home, Emma and Molly. Herman Klaus liked Molly Stilley pretty well. Everyone liked the Stilley girls. They said that they were just nice girls, not so queer as their father and without their mother's meanness. They waited on the table when the threshers came. The men all knew them and joked with them. August had nothing to say, but he knew every move that Emma Stilley made as she hurried around the long table bringing in more stewed chicken and coffee. She was not very large, but she looked like a good worker. Her black hair curled a little from the heat, and her face was flushed. Her lips, full German lips, curved and dark red, were slightly parted. The men teased her. "Hurry up there, Emma. Emma, you're too slow." August sat eating industriously without looking up. But when Emma came near to him, he put out her hand to take his coffee cup. He caught the faint scent of heat that came from her, saw the little beads of perspiration about the roots of her shiny black hair. He liked her. He wondered if she was pretty strong. She seemed to be able to get through with a lot of work. She did not look in the least like her mother. She was a giggler. She and Molly both could seem to giggle by the hour, but just the same, she was pretty sensible. She taught country school in the Benning Township schoolhouse, but she knew how to wait on threshers.